Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Embracer Group is planning to split into three separate companies. For April 29th, 2024, this is Let's Play Daily Gaming News. Hey, what's going on? My name is Nate Bender, and welcome to Let's Play, a daily gaming news podcast where we run down everything you need to know from the gaming world in just about 5 minutes. Again, I apologize for last week. I know I keep saying we're going to get this thing back on the tracks, and then some earth-shattering event comes along and upends that very earnest intention to get the thing back on the tracks. So let's see if we can get through this week unscathed. Coming up, not even devs are convinced of the long-term viability of live service games, and we'll continue to take a look at the economic health of the video game industry through the lens of Microsoft. Last week, Embracer Group announced that the media conglomerate is dissolving into three standalone publicly traded companies. These three companies will be Asmodee, Coffee Stain, and Friends, and Middle Earth Enterprises and Friends. Asmodee will take possession of the 23 studios that work on board games and trading cards. Coffee Stain and Friends is focusing on indie and AA game development, taking charge of studios like THQ Nordic, Ghost Ship, Tuxedo Labs, and many others. Lastly, Middle Earth Enterprises and Friends will focus on AAA game development. And like the name suggests, Middle Earth Enterprises and Friends will hold on to the Lord of the Rings IP. And the Friends are most of the AAA developers Embracer didn't close or sell off before dissolving, like Crystal Dynamics, Eidos Montreal, Tripwire, and several others. CEO of Embracer Group Lars Wingefors told shareholders in an open letter that dissolving Embracer Group allows for differing business strategies. Overall, it's unclear how this will affect the remaining staff at the 111 different studios, but given how turbulent Embracer Group has been since fumbling that $2 billion deal with the Saudi-owned Savvy Games Group, it's not surprising we've seen such drastic cost-cutting measures. The market research group, the Game Developer Collective, released the results of their quarterly survey. This quarter, the Game Developer Collective was surveying game developers on business models and monetization. Fascinatingly, out of the 600 developers surveyed, 70% have concerns about the sustainability of live service games, one of the most popular monetization types still deployed by the video game industry. 63% of respondents cited players losing interest in live service games as the major driving factor for concerns, and 62% of respondents pointed to the competition from other live service games contributing to their concerns, beating out more traditional concerns like the rising cost of development and user acquisition. The Game Developer Collective also asked about paid DLC, finding that 30% of respondents are actively implementing paid DLC into their games. Overall, it seems like the video game industry isn't quite sure what monetization model is right for them. Though, what I find interesting about this survey is that there's no mention of the ethical concerns about these monetization models. Although I think you'd be hard-pressed to find an industry-backed survey that questioned the ethics of using addictive game loops as a retention tool. Microsoft released their second quarter financial results recently, and the $3 trillion company amassed $61.9 billion in revenue from January 1st to March 31st of this year, a whopping 17% increase year over year. Microsoft also saw some staggering profits, which rose 23% year over year, hitting $35.1 billion. To break this down a little further, the Xbox division generated $15.6 billion of that $61.9 billion in revenue, up 17% from last year. Game sales saw a huge 51% increase year over year, and subscription services saw the largest rise at 62%. However, the Xbox console itself doesn't seem to be selling. Xbox's hardware division saw a 31% decrease in sales compared to the same time in 2023. Microsoft attributes most of the success of the Xbox division to Activision Blizzard, with the remake of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 driving the bulk of game sales. Microsoft also points out that Diablo 4 releasing on Xbox Game Pass positively impacted the user engagement on their service. Players supposedly played 10 million hours of Diablo 4 within the first 10 days of the release on Xbox Game Pass. While Microsoft didn't acknowledge their floundering console sales, CEO Satya Nadella told investors that Microsoft is benefiting from releasing on the competition's hardware. Nadella went as far is revealing that Microsoft had 7 games in the top 25 most played games on the PlayStation 5 this month. Microsoft finished their second quarter financial results predicting that game sales would grow 50% over the next 3 months. However, they expect Xbox Series X and S sales to continue to decline. Overall, Microsoft is reaping the rewards of acquiring Activision Blizzard, and it seems that Microsoft is banking on the next World of Warcraft expansion called The War Within to drive sales in the third quarter. All right, well, that's it for today's episode of Let's Play. Make sure you subscribe so you can come back for the next episode of Let's Play. Let's hope that's tomorrow. Follow us on TikTok at Let's Play Gaming News and leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Blue Sky at Lloyd FFXI. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Benderama and catch me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/LimitBreakRadio. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.